The Gemara is looking for the source for Asi de Chaleisase. The Gemara suggests it maybe comes from the din of the Liman of Roshay, that a Mitzeres Megaleach, it says, V'hoyabi Mashvi Galach, as Kol Sa'arma is Roshay, V'yaz Zekonah, V'yaz Gabi Zainah, V'chulu. So the din of Roshay, the Klal Uvradu Klal uses the word Roshay, the Gemara says, that is neatly darish. The matam v'loim l'fisha ne'mar tar lo yaval roshay sheimeyani af mitzayra v'nozir. Talmud loimar roshay that a nozir mitzayra undergoes the din of giluach. So this should be a makor for that the yasei of the giluach mitzayra is doiche the loisa se. Of the loisasem of loyavir al roshay. Gemara says, "Ikla mifrach malanozir mitzera shekin yeshna v'sheila." So Gemara says, "What's the raya that yeshna v'sheila is a variable which will undermine aseidechel loisasem?" That is, Yeshla B'She'ela is a variable that will undermine the lav from being seen as a model, a prototype lav for other lavin. The Eloi Tei Mahochi Hode Kaimulon Deina Seidecha Loisa Seva Seid Ligmar Minozir. We should be able to learn the principle that Aseidecha Loisa Seva Seid. Why? So my time aloy gamrinon. You look at ikal mifrach sheken yeshna b'sheila. Hochanam ikal mifrach sheken yeshna b'sheila. This would be another raya last week. So some of you raised the question that maybe the piruch is not a piruch gemura. That maybe it's just a dichuya ba'almo. So you see from this gemara that no, it is a piruch gemura because the gemara is bringing a raya that we cannot learn the fact that the Gemara has to bring a raya. From a dichui ba'alma, the Gemara would not bring a raya. So Rashi explains what's the loisa seva asei, benozir asei veloisa asei ika, ta lo yavra al roishoi. That's the asei. Kol yimei neder nizre ta lo yavra al roishoi, ad meloye seyam meshe yazir l'Hashem. And the end of the pasuk is kodeshiye gadel pera sar roishoi. So it's both an asay and a loisase. Good? So that's the din. So in the Rambam Paskins is din. It's a printing mistake in the stencil. It's Perek Alochet Ezvav, right. The Ketzad Uvutr B'Tiglachas Mitzvah. The Rambam says earlier in the Perek, the Rambam opens up Hilchas Nazirus, that there are 10 different mitzvahs involved. What are the ones that concern us about Giluach? So the Rambam says that mitzvahs asay sheyigdal sa'ar roishay. That's the mitzvah asay. Shenemar gadol pera sa'ar roishay. Im gileach b'yemei nizroi oiver v'loisase shenemar ta'ar l'yavar al roishay. Ovar b'gileach or if he was metambe or ate wine. So Rambam says that he's like ishtayim. Achas mishum layachal dvari shekoil kol anedorim. That the same love that governs every neder governs nazir as well. The achas mishum dover sheover alod bidvorim sheasurim isurim miyuchad ala nazir. So Rambam says in Perek Zayin halachim Yud Aleph, Hanozir Mutter B'Tomus Meis Mitzvah U'B'Tiklachas Mitzvah. That there are certain two situations of Mitzvah that a Nozir is Mutter. Nozir is Mutter B'Meis Mitzvah. Comes across a Meis Berachov, there's nobody being Metapel, So the Nazir is mechuyev to be metame himself. That's it, right? That's the din of meis mitzvah is matter the din of Nazir. Like meis mitzvah is matter to muskoyanim. Ubitiglachas mitzvah, also be yayin mitzvah. Yayin mitzvah is not docha nazirus, but tiglachas mitzvah and meis mitzvah is. So Rambam says ketsa tiglachas mitzvah Nazir shenet stara. Right? Only we would have said, what's the makor? We would have darshan droshe, correct? We would have said that that's the drosha of roshe. Elamai, our Gemara says that you can't learn the din of aseh dechaloisa aseh from this chiddush of roshe. Why not? Because Yeshna Mishela. So I would learn that Tiglachas Mitzoyram is Doicha a lav she Yeshla Mishela. As we said last week, because it's a Shvach lav. It's a lav with a Hefza Shaliser. It's a lav which is a lav which is there to protect the assay of Mekayim Dibura, Leyachal Dibura. It's a lav which the person imposed by himself, whatever nusach. A lav sheyesh le b'sheila. So Rambam says, V'chol mokim shatam moitzim mitzvah shaseh v'lo yisa aseh im yuchol lekayim v'shneyem mutav. V'im lav yom v'yaseh v'yidches lo yisa aseh v'aloi nozir shegileyach b'yemei nizroi. Right, so again, so we would say that it's that's the din of Roshay. That's the Xeris HaKazir of Roshay. And again, we would say, in a chanami, it's asei deich elois aseh ve'asei, but it's a shvach elois aseh. Say in a chanami. We would learn from here that asei is deich elois aseh yeshu v'sheil of asei. That's what the Rebbe says. So the question is, why does the Rambam ignore our Gemara? B'nei shekvar nitma nozir b'tziras v'yemei chalutoi ein oil eloi. The Rambam says, number one, that tziras imposes a tumah on the nozir v'yemei chalutoi ein oil eloi k'moshe b'yarnu. And the Rambam has already explained that the days you have in the halacha tes, nozir shenitzdara v'huchlat. The Rambam has in Perek Vavolach Yud Beis, Me'emesai maschil limnois mishiyovi chatosai, that when a nozir became tomei, so he loses the days that he was betumah. So over here the Rambam writes in Halacha Tes, Nozir in the store of Uchlad Kol Yemei Chalutoi, the Shivas Yemei Sfiroi, right? The days that he was Nechlat, and the days that he counts to get out to become Tor, Shivas Yemei
Acher she yitel et zirvasoi, ein oilin loy mimei nizirusoi. Avol yemei hezger oilin loy. The days that he was, that there was a safek, if that's called a safek, the days that he was, that the kohen told him to stand aside, he's not sure if he's tomei or not tomei, so that is, that would still count. But the days that he was nechlat, and from the point it becomes a nazir mukhla in mitzera, till he becomes tor, so those days are not counted at all. So even though the Mitzayra has a din of Tuma, nevertheless, and when it's only when it becomes Mukhlat that he is unable to count those days, but he does not lose the days that he counted. It's not Soyser. He's not Moinim, but it's not Soyser. The Rambam has an Halacha Yud. Ein zorich loymar shenitma nozir b'shar tumis sheyemei tumosay oilin loy ve'einoy soyser klum nitma b'meis b'soch yemei tzerosay soyser kol ha-koydmin shay bin zirusay oymein v'afal pishu tome. Right, if a koyd becomes, if a nozir has becomes tome meis, it's soyser, he loses all of his nazirus. What happens if he becomes a Tomei Meis while he's a Mitzayra? He also loses. Why? Because he's still... So the Rambam's Lashon is, why is he Soyser? Or how does the Din affect him? So even though he is a Mitzayra, a Mitzayra Mukhlat, Nitma B'meis B'Soyach Yemei Tzerosoi, so now it's Soyser. Why? So he says, because he still has the halachas of a nozir, sharebin is irusei oimein, avabishu tomei. So he's a nozir, mitzayra, that means he's now a nozir, in that it becomes tomei now, tomei meis, he will lose the days that he counted until now. But if he would be ois nozir altogether, if becoming a mitzvah would make him a non-nazir, it would parachute him out of the din of nazirus. So then he could not lose the days before. So the Rambam says the fact that he loses the days before means that he still has the halacha of a nazir right now. So he has the halacha of a nazir b'tumasai, a nazir mitzvah. So that's an unusual, it's a different din. The fact that he's a mitzvah in of itself means that he's on hold. But he still has the days before. Right? So the Rambam makes a further point. The fact that he's on hold means that he can be impacted with the halach of Tumas Meis to be soyser. Otherwise, if he was ois nozir right now, then he couldn't be soyser. So now the Rambam writes, in Halacha Tes Vav, he says, why is it that a Nozir Mitzayra does Giluach? I were doing the mitzvah of the Mitzayra, the Asay, and it's being Doichem the Loisase of Layovir Taral Roshoi and the Asay of Gadel Pera. Kodesh Yigadol Pera, Sar Reishay. Ubechol Mokem Ein Asay Doiche Lo Yisase Vasei. V'lova Doiche. Mepnei Shekvar Nitma HaNozir B'Tzaraas V'Yemei Chalutoi Ein Oilin Loi Kemoy Shebiarnu. Because he's in limbo right now. V'arei Einoi Kodesh Bohen.
Nishar
ולפיכך בו עשה שתגלח אז הצירס ודוחו איסו.
So Rambam says the following, that that a nazir mitzoyram, the bishas tzorosoi, the asay of kodesh yeh falls off. Botel me'elov. He was yorad mekedusha soy shel nazir. So all that's left is the loisase of loyav isar al roisha. So in that case, I say decha loisase. So there are two questions that you have to pose to the Rambam. The question which the Rambam poses is against the Gemara. Mishum dehavale lava say sheyeshna v'she'elav aynu dekile. So that question, both the Kesef Mishnah and the Radbaz, Kesef Mishnah says no trei time eikah b'milsa uge b'gemara chad minayu nokat. Right. So the Kesef Mishnah says enachanami. The Rambam is right, the Rambam is right, the Gemara is right. And so the Rambam has a Chiddush, and the Rambam recorded that Chiddush. He didn't record the Gemara and Yibamas. What does the Radbaz say? The Radbaz said, the person is mekabel upon himself to be a nozir like Shimshon. He can never get out of that. Right? Why? Because Shimshon didn't have Sheila. So a person can lock himself up into a Naziras She'en L'Sheila. What would Hakim be the din if a Shimshon became a Mitzayra? If a person was Mekabel Naziras Shimshon became a Mitzayra? So the Radbaz assumes that we would have that the Rambam understood that the same din would apply. Because the Radbaz says if the same din would not apply, then we would have a raya for asay doicha loisase, even when the loisase is ain by sheila. Rabban says, Rabbeinu kashale, hatinach nezir ustam disa b'sheila, avol nozir shimshin de lesa b'sheila ma'ikal ha-meymar, u'mishim hochi mahadir la'ashkuchay, she'ein bin nozir mitzayra el alav levad. Umashma the milsa pshitalu the leko ben nozir mitzayra ela loisase belon veloishav kinan maidin mefurish beduchtei v'tavsinan maidin itmar v'yevamis v'sudikashin nozir shimshin kidechsivna v'tzorach letaritz adasa raibin. So Radbaz says, number one, There's a similar sugya in Nazir, and there the sugya does not explain, doesn't give our reason, doesn't say it's yeshna b'sheila. So the Rambam understood that there should be another. There's another reason. So he figured, according to Radbaz, the Rambam's approach is that if I have a sugya in Nazir, a sugya in Yevamis, so I will use the sugya in Nazir to paskin Naziris and Yadam. But then he says that what forced the Rambam is because of the kasha of Naziris Shimshon. What would taka be the din if a person's makabel Naziris Shimshon becomes a mitzayra? So now he has a mitzvah seif tiglachas mitzayra, and he has the asay of gadol pera, the loisase of loyobetar, and it's a loisase she'ein boi she'ela. So the Rambam understood that we would still say that he should have tiglachas mitzora, and there you can't say yove yasei v'yivche asei v'loisase diyesh v'yish b'she'ela. So why don't we have a proof now of yove yasei v'yivche asei v'loisase nizir shel shimshon? Because apparently, Rambam would argue that there's no raya that Nazir Shel Shimshon is different. So since we don't bring a raya from Nazir Shel Shimshon, so therefore there must be some other reason why Yom Yasei V'lo Yidchasei V'lo Yidchasei. So he says, the Radbaz says, well, for the Raivin will be Mataritz, that there's a machloikas Rambam Raivit, if I have a loisasa, and the loisasa can sometimes be a loisasa sheyesh by sheila, and sometimes be a loisasa sheyesh by sheila. So the Raivit will say that as long as the loisasa sometimes gets practiced as a loisasa sheyesh by sheila, so we will say it's a shvacha loisasa. Even though in this particular case, this loisasa is ein bo sheila, but since it's a shvach loisasa to begin with, so we will not be able to learn in kol haterukul. It'll be a machlekes Rambam Raivid, how to learn pshat and a loisasa sheish bo sheila. So they're advising from the Taretz. So Reb Chaim says, "V'ainu dehisig al Rambam, amay enenu mishtamish b'taimu shel Gemara, v'chidish tamacher do'asei botel b'meitzer osay, v'aloi b'tech divri Gemara mechiach do'asei noy gam b'meitzer osay. Do'asugin is the kokol etamu deyeshnu b'sheila." Reb Chaim He reformulates the Raivit's kasha. Not to be bothered with the question of why the Rambam didn't quote our Gemara, but l'chayra from our Gemara is a raya kineged the Rambam, because our Gemara nizdakek l'tamo the yeshna b'sheila. According to Rambam, there's a much stronger reason. Gemara says, "I'm going to bring you a raya. I'm going to bring you a raya that a lav she'ein by she'ela is a shvacha lav. I'm going to bring you a raya is a pircha. And therefore you will not be able to learn from our sugya." According to Rambam, there's no raya. Right? Because according to Rambam, it isn't a lav. It isn't an asay being deicha lav ve'asay. There is no other asay. So Reb Chaim is saying, it's not, the question is not simply why did the Ram not quote our Gemara, which by the way is a mahalach in Bris. The concern of why the Rambam left out, didn't quote a Gemara, is very rarely, that's the job of the Kesef Mishnah, that's the job of the Nosei Kelim, to be miyashi Rambam with Gemara. Reb Chaim is for Reb Chaim, that's a side question. That's not such a, that doesn't concern Reb Chaim so much, because so there'll be other makaris. So like the Rambam says, you'll find a makari knows him. So he'll figure out why the Rambam chose one sugya over another sugya. In fact, probably the reason why Reb Chaim focused on the Rambam so much, and one of the reasons is because the Rambam in and of itself is it is one unified text. According to Rambam, our Gemara doesn't work. The pircha, you can't read the Gemara. The Gemara says, "I'm going to give you a raya that a lot that I say is not deicha alaysa sevasei." It's a very important line for us, because the Gemara takes it as a yisod. Ena se deicha alaysa sevasei comes up in several places. So the Gemara is saying that if you would hold that the lav of a nazir is a regular lav, so then once you darshan roishoy, you've darshan that asay is doich elois asay vasay. According to Rambam, that's not correct. According to Rambam, the asay of nazir of an, there is no asay legavi nazir mitzayra. It's a regular asay doich elois asay. So what's the Gemara saying? I have a raya. So the whole mahalach of the Gemara falls off. So according to Rambam, we should be able to say that maybe lav shein by shein is not a very significant variable. The Gemara felt you need a raya to show that lav shein by mice is a significant variable. Can't stop even pick out an arbitrary variable. Have to prove it. According to Rambam, there's no proof. says Asher Nirid the Shnei Dinim Shoynim Chalukim Nifrodim Nemu Baasei Shul Kodesh Yegadol Perasei Roshay Aleph Din Yisra Asei the Nozir Shagilech Oiver Alasei Shul Kodesh Yeh V'Yisra Asei Kishor Yisurim and another Din of Kodesh Yegadol Perasei Roshay Akiyum Asei in Akiyum of Nazirus. Right? Okay. Deir Advarim. Right? In other words, in order for our Gemara to make sense, in order for the Rambam to be able to learn Pshat in our Gemara, there has to be an assay that falls off when he becomes a Mitzayra, and an assay which maintains itself when he becomes a Mitzayra. Right? Otherwise the Rambam cannot read our Gemara. So therefore, Reb Chaim said that forces us to say that there are two aspects. Again, in classic Tzvei Dinim, there are Tzvei Dinim in the din of Kodesh Gadol Peres Arosha. One which the Ram says falls off and becomes a Mitzayra. And one which will maintain itself, which the Gemara says will still make it a lois aseh v'aseh. How you talking? So he explains that when you think about it. So when the Torah says kodesh yeh kol yemei neder nizrei tal leyar al roisha lois aseh ad meloyes hayomim esher yazir l'Hashem kodesh yeh kedusha legabei nazir is a din of kedusha legabei koyein. There's a special din of kedusha l'gabei kohen gadol. So there's a din of kedusha l'gabei nazir when a person is lahavdil sets aside an animal to be a korban, so he's meichal kedusha on the korban, and then that kedusha generates various isurim. So the Torah is saying that a nazir is not stam a neder. Right? If a person who takes a shvuah that he won't shave his head, that's a shvuah. If a person takes a neder of nazirus, so that's meichal kedusha on himself. The kedusha is expressed in various isurim. So that's what the Torah is being mechadesh. Lo yaver al roishoi, that's one din of nazirus, but that's the lav. But ad meloy sayom shiyazir l'Hashem kodesh yeh gadol peres haroshay. So that teaching us that there's a kiyum asay, teaching us two halachas. Number one is that the Torah reformulated the iser of shaving in the language of an asay. Then iser asay, the nozer shegilech oiver al asay shel kodesh yeh vu iser asay kishor isuri asay b'chol haTorah. Kivur besuya uperushal aseu iser asei vachalushe masa avere kimvoya lav. Right, Reb Chaim is instructing us how to look at an iser asei vachlal. An iser asei is to be seen as that when a person does this masa, so it has the chalushim of a lav kimoychein mavur. The Sura, the Toilesh Mirmar, says, what's the Raya? Says, because the Rambam says in Hey Yud Beis, Hevi Ral Roshay Sam, Shemeshir as Aseir, Veshir as Asar, Ein Aloike, Elevitel Mitzas Aseir. What's the Nakuda? If a Nazi removes the Seir without shaving, so he was not Oiver. He pulled the hair out. He took the powder. He burned the hair off. He's not over. What was he was mevatel the assay? The assay of of Godol of Gadel Peres Haroshim Kodeshia. So the Reb Chaim is showing us that there is an Easter that was added and generated by the Easter Asay of Gadel. Of Gadel Perasar Roisha. Good. So Memela, if he's Megaleach, he's going to be over the Lysasa and the Asa. If he used the powder, he'll be over only the Asa. Mevatel the Asa. Says Reb Chaim, but there's another din. Yeshnabas. The Nazir finishes his Nazirus, and he hasn't touched his hair, so now he's Mekayim and Asa. At the end of the Yom Eloyos, there's an extra, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah Nazirus, so that he says, that's the Rambam, the very beginning. U Mitzvahs Asay, Shigdal Sar Roshay, Shenemar Gadal Pera Sar Roshay. Nodar Ben Nozir, Vekiyem Nidroi Kimitzvosoy. Hareze osa sholosh mitzvos asay. Havachas neder kechol hayoytzei mipiv yaseh. Hashniya gadol pera sar roshim hare gidel. Shlishis is the kind of mitzvah of korbanos. So says Reb Chaim, so now what happens when the nozir becomes a mitzvah? Right? So when the Nazir becomes a Mitzayram, so he becomes Tomeh. And what's the din? That he is not like a Nazir Tomeh, that Soyser. He still has the din of a Nazir. What's the rise of a Nazir? That if he would become Tomeh Meis, it would be Soyser. Right? So the din of Tumas Meis being Soyser can only be Chal if he's a Nazir. If he would be Ois Nazir, then he would be totally, you'd have to say, well, he's Mekayim 20 days of Nazirus. Now he's totally Ois Nazir. If he becomes Tomei now, it can't impact on his Nazirus. He's not a Nazir. So you see, he's not Ois Nazir. He is a Nazir. So if he is a Nazir, so the Rambam says, so in what way, but he can't count the days. So he have a Nazir Mitzayra. If he shaves his head, a Nazir Mitzayra, but not talking about being made to Glachta when it's an Asay. He decides he's a Nazir anyways. He's a Mitzayra anyways. He's out of the Machna anyways. He'll shave his head. He's Mevatel Asay. He's over Alav, right? But these days don't count towards Yom Eloyos. So Reb Chaim says, Achrei Kechlois HaKol, right? This Nazir Mitzayra, he began his Nazirus on Lesh Chedesh Nisa. He says he's going to be a Nazir for 2 months. Lesh Chedesh Sivan, Shlesh Me'akbola, 63 days. All right, he becomes a Mitzayra Lesh Chedesh Iyar, a Nazir Muchlat. Right, 30 days he already has. Now he's going to be in limbo. Let's give him for 2 weeks for when he's muchlat and he made tara. Fine. So 14 days. So now he has to add on 14 days instead of the third of Sivan. It's the 17th of Sivan, right? And so the 17th of Sivan, he's mekayim mekayim meloyes yemei Nizra. What's he being mekayim? He's been kind of 30 days of Nisan. Yom Meloyes, the not part of the din of Kodeshia. Right? So on one hand, if you look at those 14 days, Bimei Chalutai, and Bimei Sfirai. So on one hand, is he a Nazir? He's a Nazir. Raya, He's so much of a Nazir and he's so connected to the first 30 days that if he becomes Tomei Meis right now, he's going to lose those 30 days. It'll be Soyser. So he's still a Nazir. And not only that, but if he would shave his head right now, he would be violating the din of Le'yavim Vitali Avaraishai. So he's a Nazir. On the other hand, at the end of the 17th of Iyar, when he's now giving Mekayim the mitzvah of Gadel Perasar Roshoy, when he's Mekayim the mitzvah of Kodesh Iyar, so which days is he Mekayim? What are the days of which he was Mekayim that? He was Mekayim that through 30 days in Sivan, and from Yud Dalet Sivan to Yud Dalet Iyar to Yud Zayin Sivan. But those 14 days are not part of the Kiyum. Varaya, he can't count them. So the din of Kiddusha B'yayim Lois, he doesn't have. He has, but not for those days. So Rambam says, so Mimele, you have to say that there's some Yerida Mikdushosai during those 14 days. So that's what he says. V'nire, the din shel Rambam to ase shel Kodesh Iye Botel B'nazir Mitzayra. Because Kodesh Iyah is only Shayach Lagavi the Mitzvah Asay. The Benozir Mitzvah came with the Mitzvah Rosh Ein Oilin Loilin Zeros. Vav Kois Be'etzim Kedushas Nozir Nemrukan. Memela Einan Mekayim Mitzvah Kodesh Iyah Godo Parasar Roshay. So he says that during those first 14 days, if he would shave, he would not be mevatel the mitzvah. Hey, Yois is not mekayim the mitzvah of Kodesh Iyah. If he would shave, he would not be mevatel the mitzvah of Kodesh Iyah. That the ikra nemar v'no kiddushos shon nezirus. So we made tzerosay the kiddushas upaka. Leko shum dover shal yidei yiskayim vasei. Right? Now he says, and bring a raya for this. Right? So that's how you see the two halachis of Nazirus. Because on one end, during those days, there will be not only two halachis of Nazirus. You see two halachis in the mitzvahs asay of Gadol Peres HaRoshay. Because there could be a point in time where if he would shave, he'd be mevatel that mitzvah. And if he and by not shaving, he's not mekayim the asay, because it doesn't count towards the days. So nice, I'll bring you a raya, if this is correct. Perek Ches Halacha Bay. So you see the rigor of Rav Chaim. Perek Ches Halacha Bay is that the Sa'ar, that there's a... That the Isur HaNoah, once the Nozir cuts his hair, there's an Isur HaNoah from that hair. So Reb Chaim explains, V'hainu d'vishum, d'vin Nozir mitzayra. Right now, the Rambam says that a Nozir mitzayra, V'arei chazinan, the Isur HaNoah, shall sayer nazir the alfinin mikodesh iye ein anoyig bin nazir mitzayra. Right? When the nazir cuts his hair, so you cannot get anoah from there. You cannot use the nazir's hair for a kisui rosh, for a shaykh. Right? Why? He said anoah. Can't be nether from. What about a nazir mitzayra? It can be nanifer. You can make a sheitel out of the hair of a nozir mitzvah. It has to be certified. That's a little sign on it that this hair comes from a nozir mitzvah. All right, that'd be mut. So why? So Chaim says because the mekor of the iser hanoah that comes out of kodesh yeh, the pasuk kodesh yeh gadol peres haroshah. One of the halachas of Kodesh Iyah is it has a din of kind of kedusha. In Israel, no. Right? That doesn't come out of the Loisasa. A Loisasa doesn't generate an Israel, no. No Israel, no in Nevela. There's only an Israel, no in Basmachol because the Torah has a special din of Israel, no. So an Israel, a lav does not generate. We learned last year in Psachim, second paragraph. A lav doesn't generate an Israel, no. Kedusha generates an Israel, no. Right? Makdish Behema, Sinisana. So Reb Chaim says that you can prove from the Yerushalmi and from the Rambam that the Kedushas Seir of a Nazir, the Isra of the Nazir, is Neveya from its Kedusha. So now the fact that a Nazir Mitzayra, there's no Isra No, right? A Lav, there certainly is. Elamai Tiglacha Shal Mitzvah Doicha. The Asay, so the Gemara says, there is. So what's missing? Because the Nazir Mitzayra was Yared Mikdush Asay. What's the Raya? The Raya is in his hair right now is Mutir Vano. So you see that the din of Kodeshia has, number one, a mitzvah sasei. Number two, aside from the mitzvah sasei, sorry, it has a bitul sasei, and in addition has a mitzvah sasei that is fulfilled b'shas kiyumai. And you see that the nazir mitzayra b'shas tzarosa, no nazir vano. So he's proven, right, very rigorously that there are two halachas in the din of Kodeshiyah, right? What's the raya? Number one, you can prove it from the fact that he has a din of nazir. There's a bitul asay. He can shave his head right now, and yet these days do not contribute to the kiyam asay of Kodeshiyah at the very end, right? Number two, you can prove it from the fact that right now, if the Nazir would become Tamei Meis, so you see that he still has the din of Nazir, in that he would be Soiser Yemei, his initial dinim. And but the second Raya, that the Pasuk of Kodesh Yiyah, and that also could be a raya, because the stira is a din in Yemei Mlois, in counting the full. So you see that. No, it can't be a raya for that. So Reb Chaim's second raya is that the din of the Isra Anah of Seir is from the din of Kedusha. And you see that even though it's osir for him to cut his hair right now, because the pasuk says Kodeshia Gadel Parasar Roshay, nevertheless, that same din which generates an Isra No doesn't apply right now.
Isra No of what?
Of the hair. Of the hair that would be cut. Ubeveira dover. So now the Reb Chaim goes deeper. Alright? Again, where is this leading to? So now it's leading to how we will deal with the Aseh Dechaloisas. Because Rambam will say that, and look at the last paragraph on the Yomid Beis. Ulefichach nir. And I zirach sefirus for the third page, right?
Yeah.
So ulefich, the last paragraph of the third page, ulefichach nire, the behemes, I'm talking gam tamash l'sugi di yavomis. The Rambam certainly has to assume the sugi di yavomis. The nazir kil mishum shiyesh na b'sheila. Avol kulazu maspika rakide beyer din dech yes yisra asay. The mishum achi nidcho yisra asay shal kodesh yiyah. The yisra asay zu chefza shal yisra na dizu b'chiyah. Udechiyah chalala v'nem raboy. So says Reb Chaim explains. That the Rambam certainly has to assume our Gemara, because we're not going to learn from our sugya that asay doichel leis asevi asay. So when abtik lachas nazir mitzayra, say even they, I have an asay
atiglachas, right? I have a loisas of loyavoi tar loyavar al roishoi. That's a lav sheish by sheila. Fine, but I have an iser asay of kodeshia, right? So why is the asay doche the asay of kodeshia? So for that the Rambam explains, because the asay of kodeshia fell off because it's a nazir mitzvah. That didn't fell off. It's in the din of kodeshia there are two halachos. That the Iser Asay and the din of Kedusha. So the din of Kedusha, the din of Kedusha is maintained partially, right? There's no Iser Hana from the Seir, but the din of the Bitul Asay, the Bitul Asay maintains itself because he couldn't cut the hair, but the din of Kedusha falls off. Right? The Bitul Asay maintains itself, the Iser Kedusha falls off per raya that the Sayer is say that's an Osir Bavai Dizar. Now, the Rambam, now Rav Chaim explains that the Rambam had to explain to us why is it that the mitzvahs asay of tiglachas takes precedence over the iser asay, that's asay dechalois asay, but that it takes precedence over the asay of kodeshia. So then the Rambam says that I can't explain. And therefore he explains, because that part of Kodeshiyah was bottom. So Chaim says, so why can't I explain that? Why do I need a Hezbar altogether? So that's the paragraph Ubeveir Adover. So Chaim explains something that probably said incorrectly last week. Chaim explains in the third paragraph, Ubeveir Adover Nira, Dine Isurin Einam Teluyim Bidin Kedusha, Kedushas Nazir, Kiim Bechalus Vishem Nazir Luchud. Vechalus Uyeshna Gami Meitzerose. Mashena Kain Kiyum Asay, Shal Kodesh Yeh Godel Paris Reisha, Shal Kod Yonihu Niyu Kedusha, Lo Yitzuvi Meitzerose. Right? As we explained, that the Nazir has two Chalos Shem is a Chalos Shem Kiddush, a Chalos Shem Iser, Chalos Shem Nazir, let's say. The Chalos Shem Nazir is Iser. Chalos Shem Kiddush as Nazir. The Kiyam Asay Dech Iserin. The Ramei Oilam Le Shemanu She Asay Yidche Kiyam Asay Acher. The Chol Dechia Eina Minyone Kalal the Kiyam Asay. The Neve Rak Be Iserin. So Chaim says, because that an asay is doicha loisa asay. That's our sugya, right? Asay doicha loisa. Ramban, Abayir, Manisim going. All right. So the Rambam explained that in our case, asay doicha loisa asay, and the Gemara in Yevamos explains that you cannot compare this to any other loisa asay because it's a loisa asay sheish b'sheila. Good. But Reb Chaim says, but the Rambam still has to explain something else, and that is that every nazir has a mitzvah sasei of a gadol pera, a mitzvah sasei of kodeshia. So how can the asay of tiglachas mitzayram be doicha the asay of kodeshia? That the asay can be doiche the iser asay, that is part of asay dechaloisase. That he says an iser asay is a chalushim lav. An iser asay is part of the Ramban's terms, will be part of the din of Abba versus Yira.
and Rabbi Nissim is going to be part of the Tanai. But how can the mitzvahs asev tiglachas be doicha the mitzvahs asev of Kiddusha? So that's what the Rambam explains, that the mitzvah of Kiddusha is botel. That the tumas mitzvira was mevatel that mitzvah. That's why the hair of the nazir mitzvira is not kodesh, because when it became a mitzvira, the kedusha fell off. So that's the last paragraph. Ulefichoch nizdake garambam letam achrina. To ase bolt of mitzirosa hainu kiyum ase shal kodesh iye. Godul pas aroishoi. To belav achi, if the ase would not have become bolt of mishas sirosoi, in other words, when a person becomes a mitzoyra, there's a yirida mikdush ase. Right? So a nozir has a heightened level of Kedusha, when he becomes a Mitzayra, that extra Kedusha that he picked up, Bishas, because he's a Nazir, so that gets the fact that he became a Mitzayra, that's Mevatel, that extra Kedusha. That's the Rambam's conclusion from the Sugya. The Belavach, you would not say that, Lo Yoyomoyel Tam Agumara, the Yeshna Mishela, the Kiyam Asay Lesa Klal Betayrus Techiya. So he says, because if we would not understand the sugya this way, Rambam says we couldn't learn pshat in the sugya. Why not? Because the sugya says that the asay from other halachas, and it'll also be doicha the bitl asay, because the bitl asay is also nitin b'sheila. However, what happened to the mitzvah saseh of Kodesh Yiyah? So Reb Chaim says that we don't have rules for aseh being deich aseh. There is no concept of aseh being deich aseh. So our Gemara should still be able to say that the glachas mitzvah is not deicha the kedusha of the nazir. If the nazir would maintain its kedusha, if the nazir mitzvah maintains its kedusha, then we should be at a standstill. That's Reb Chaim in the third paragraph of the third page. We don't have any rules, and Reb Chaim takes for granted, he says, it's such a dover poshut, Reb Chaim. Now, the parentheses are very, very important for us. Because in the parentheses, so Reb Chaim says, but we do find Asay Doich Asay. We find that when it comes to Megillah and Purim, so we say that Megillah and Purim is Doich Talmud Torah. Right? We say that sometimes the person we mentioned last week, so Reb Chaim says no. When it comes to Asays, it's only a Din Kedima. When it comes to it, and I say, and a loisa, that's not a din kedima. So that's why I made a mistake last week. And Reb Chaim explains that pshat in a din kedima is that the mitzvah, that both mitzvahs maintain themselves. That's why I thought also, it was quoting Reb Nachum, I have to say it a little bit sharper, that one of the chidushim of Asay Doich Eloi Sasa is that we don't say Shev Al Tasa, right? And we say that the Loi Sasa is still Be'olam, but the Asay takes precedence. So but Reb Chaim says when it comes to An asay, so it's impossible to say that one is deicha the other. First of all, this is the way Rabbi Yankel Druman explained it. First of all, you could never be koiveya, which is being doyche the other. But even more so, when the difference between asay doyche lois and asay doyche asay is, with I never end up violating the other asay. When it comes to an asay and a lois asay, there is one point in time where I'm violating the lois asay. When it comes to two assays, so Kriyas Megillah and Talmud Torah, there's never. Now, Chaim says that obviously within Kedima there's a Ptur, and I may never get to that Talmud Torah. But essentially, there's no point in time when I have transgressed my assay. So Chaim says that's what the Rambam had to explain, that when it comes to a nozir mitzayra, so the assay of kedusha is yoyred, it's not there, it's bato, and therefore that allowed the Gemara to then say, well, now I'm left with an assay being doicha aloisas or being mevato or being aloisas and an iser assay, but then the kedusha wasn't there. So Reb Chaim explains that the Rambam is giving us the background that's necessary for our Gemara to make sense. That's how it's been Yashad Rav. So again, a Yoytze Mikol Zeh is that we understand within the Zerus there are, that the very din of Chodesh Yeh Gadol Perasar Roishoy has two halachis to it. That's one Yisoid. How did Rav Chaim prove that Yisoid? Alright. Next we learn is that how we prove that Yisod. Once we prove that Yisod, so then Reb Chaim explained that the Asay of Tiglachas has to be Doicha, the Lois Asay, and the Iser Asay, and the Asay of Kedusha. So the Iser Asay and the Lois Asay, it's Doicha, but you can't bring a Raya because it's Nitin L'Sheila. What about the Asay of Kedusha? So Reb Chaim says that in order to understand how we could prefer the Asay of Tiglachas over the Asay of Kedusha, exactly we prefer it. Yishevah Dover, because the Asay of Kodeshi isn't there, Mishas Tzirasa. Alright? Sorry for keeping you longer. I'll take a question with the rest and go. Tomorrow, Rebbe Tashem, we'll do some Yoni Shatnas. So there, please look at the Rashi on Dalet Amud Aleph. We'll pull together the three halachas of Shatnas. One, the halacha of Levush and Ha'ola Hanoah. Number two, Shteit Chivas. Number three, the Getter of Shatnas.
After saying about all this and how all the religion goes up, how do we understand the fact that if you come to contact with two of these, that you become in contact with two of these?